Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Interesting story that we are going to focus in on is on five-year-old mare Fox Play. And I noted in the last week or two that Yulong Investments are now the owners, and it goes under the trainer's name of Brett Kavanagh out at Scone. And Brett is on the line. Morning to you, mate.
Hi, Andrew.
Interesting. Mate, take us through the story here with Fox Play.
Oh, Andrew, a part of our business since we've moved to Scone has been getting mares in race condition and getting them in foal, and they can race on for 120 days. And she came down. She had a couple of covers by A Stallion, and she was going to go to Perth and do a few things, but it was too hot and too hard. So the plan is just waiting on a positive test, and then they'll make a decision. Sam Fairgrave will make the decision whether she goes to the paddock to be retired or she has one last spin around at the Magic Millions in the $1 million race.
Okay, so it really is a part of your business. This is something you do, but gee, when they came to you and said Fox Play, you must have been a bit excited about what could be if you do have that final campaign.
Yeah, it does. We had another mare that was sent to us, which is in on Saturday on the same system, Holly Steele. She's in foal and not a single doubt. There's probably six or eight mares in the barn that are in foal and racing, so... yeah, it's just what you do. When they said Fox Play, they said, can you take another one? I said, yeah. And then when it turned up with the tag Fox Play on it, I sort of pinched myself a couple of times. But look, you know, she's a Group 1 winner. She doesn't have to do any more, and you're on a hide to nothing if you run her. So if we run her, it will be she'll be spot on. You can guarantee that.
Understand. She won the she was always competitive at the highest level through her racing career. So has she been served now?
I think she goes to Schnitzel today. I'm not too sure about that. I'm away at the moment for 48
hours.
So, yeah.
Okay. All right. And then the process happens, waiting on a positive or not. Is this one of? Have you got a couple of Yulong Investments horses or not?
No, there's another mare racing on Saturday in Sydney called Holly Seal.
Yeah.
She's pregnant. So yeah, there's quite a few there getting around Andrew.
Yeah, okay. And just with them, I mean, you know them better than I, but if they're in pregnancy and they're allowed to race, obviously, as you mentioned, for a period, can it stimulate them into racing, you know, with what you want to see with them?
I think Colin Hayes was probably the pioneer of this caper with a mare special. But, you just got the best repo vets in Australia, probably in the world up there. You know, we work with Bridget Bester. You know, they're in race condition, they're pretty much motelled, and the vets check them out, and when they're ready to go to the Stallion, you know, they jump in the Rolls Royce and they come back. So they're well treated and they're well looked after, and, you know, reproduction in Scone's very, very good. So it just makes sense that, like, that mare there, Fox Play, if she happened to get in foal and go to the Magic Millions, you know, she's a chance of winning a $1 million race. I think $600,000 or $800,000 to the winner, so... It's just business for these guys.
Yeah, understand. Oh, well, we'll wait and see if she's getting served by Schnitzel. How long's the time before you learn whether she's fallen pregnant?
Oh, they have a 14 and a 28-day scan. Depends.
Yep.
Bridget will sort that out. I'd want to train her and look after her and leave the vets do their job.
Understand. And Holy Seal, you've got entered, so it sounds like accepting they're a four-year-old mare that... Adelaide back in the early part of September and has come to you since.
Yeah, she was with Darren Weir and she won a couple in town, just got beat by, was it, really good sprinter down there, and then she got beat 100 yards and went to stud, and we just thought we might be able to rejuvenate her. She's been jumping out at home, she's nice and sharp, she's ready to go, she'll carry no weight, 50 kilos, so... we expect her to run boldly. If she doesn't run boldly, well, she can go and be a matron.
Yep, understand. Oh, it's fascinating. There's all parts of racing, as we know, our listeners and yours truly learning about it all the time. But it will be interesting. We cross the fingers that she falls in pregnancy Fox Play, and who knows what we'll see around Magic Millions time. I guess you just prepare if that's what if that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. You just do your best, and away you go. I think she had withdrawals for a while. I think a stablemate most of her life was Wink, so she had withdrawals from Winks a little bit when she come to my barn.
Yeah, she would have been looking around with one eye thinking, geez, no, give me half a chance here. Just while I've got you, I know you're away, but you've accepted for two in the Tab Highway, Mick the Hat and Legend of Boom. They're both in pretty good form for Saturday.
Yeah, they are. We got a bit of a focus and set a bit of gold on winning some highways this year, and that mare last weekend, Ballerina, she was a special for a highway, but we elected to take a Saturday race with her instead, trying to get a rating up. Mick the Hat, he was a little bit disappointing with the blinkers on last start. Trying to error, I galloped him a couple of times in the blinkers and he was okay. He went to the races and he was terrible in them. Grant said they never worked, so he'll go around with no blinkers. And Legion of Boom, yeah, he's a good-looking horse. He'll be the best-looking horse in the yard. He's a great sort. He's out of a reduced mare. He's well-bred and he's got a pretty good record, you know.
They've just got to take the step into city class, you know, into a race like this, really, isn't it?
Well, when you step into them highways, Andrew, there hasn't been too many horses come out of a highway and run a stakes race. Matty Dunn has won every second week, you know, with well-bred horses, you know. He brings down Stitzels and the best-bred horses in the country and wins them. You know, he doesn't bring down just an ordinary class two horse from the bush. His horses are bringing Metropolitan Brisbane form with them sometimes. You know, and I think a few of us guys probably not going in there hard enough into those highways, you know. At the end of the day, they're only a class 1, 2, 3 country horse in New South Wales. They're nothing special. And, you know, they're no stronger than going to a Wagga Carnival or Albury Carnival or Grafton. You know, it's just, I think we just got to get in the car and drive there. The money that the country racing, that those highways bring to town, people don't think. You get 16 runners in a highway, you got 16 strappers, 16 trainers, and you might have 4 or 5 owners in each horse. The next minute, there's 100 people looking for accommodation in Sydney, you know. I don't think anyone's tapping the boys in the country on the back hard enough what they're doing for the racing, you know, and for doing for Metropolitan Sydney.
Now, I understand that. I'm just talking to an array of people over the time of the Tab Highways, and Saturday week there's a country classic over the 2,000 metres with good prize money. So there's a variety of opportunities for the country trainers.
Yeah, and just while we're on that, I spoke to Scott Kennedy and I spoke to Jonathan Darcy about it, and a lot of the country boys, including myself, we go to town with a horse, we travel down the night before, you know. The city boys get up at 2 o'clock. Your horse is awake at 2 o'clock. He doesn't get any rest. The last couple of trips we've had down there, we've rang Inglis's and they've let us stay at the complex at Warwick Farm, and the motel's right there. So it's very convenient for country trainers to stay at Inglis's, give their horse a trot if they want at Warwick Farm, or just let it rest and go to the races. So if any of the country blokes that are worried about accommodation for horses and whatever, I'd say give Inglis's a ring and chase Darcy.
Yeah, no, that's a good point, given their facilities there. And if it's away from sales time, then they've got plenty of area there. So it's a great opportunity. Good on you, Brett. We thank you for taking a call. I didn't realise you were away, mate, but have a good couple of days. And we look forward to seeing a bit more about what happens with Fox Play.
See you, mate. Bye.